From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, even casinos aren't immune. How the faltering economy is affecting gambling in Detroit.
First, though, tomorrow, the presidential primaries take place in Indiana and North Carolina. New polls out today show Barack Obama ahead by more than 6 points in North Carolina. Hillary Clinton leads by around 5 points in Indiana.
The tight race means both camps are working hard to lure a small but important group of swing voters, Latinos. Chicago Public Radio's Michael Puente reports from northern Indiana.
Cheering crowds in Indiana are nothing new, especially at high school basketball games, the state's longtime obsession. What you don't often hear in this state is cheering in Espanol, unless, of course, you happen to live in the predominantly Latino city of East Chicago, Indiana. Si se puede, Spanish for yes we can, was the chant about 3,000 supporters of Hillary Clinton shouted to welcome the New York senator last week. It's an infectious chant that even the former first lady took up.
Si se puede.
Clinton's visit to this city of 35,000 served two purposes. One, to appeal to the city's steelworkers, and two, to court a growing Hispanic voting bloc. Latinos now account for about 5% of Indiana's 6 million residents, with most being Mexicanos and a spattering of Puertorriqueños. That's a lot smaller portion than in California or Texas, but these days, this group isn't feeling small at all.
I think the Latino vote's going to be hugely important. I think that we've got a lot of Hoosiers that are Latinos, a lot of folks that care about Latino issues that are not necessarily Hoosiers, but promote Latinos.
That's Myrna Maldonado, a city councilwoman in East Chicago and a Clinton supporter.
I think that we're going to put her right over the top.
Meanwhile, Indiana's only elected Latino state legislator, Myra Candelaria Reardon, has been traveling throughout the corn and industrial-rich Hoosier state talking up Obama. Reardon says she's standing with him because of the help she received from Indiana's black legislators. Earlier this year, Reardon spoke out against what she describes as an anti-Latino bill in the Indiana State House, which called for a crackdown on companies that hire undocumented workers. It was the legislators' black colleagues who stood with Reardon to defeat the bill.
Black and brown coalitions are going to move both of our communities forward.
Reardon says Obama's multi-ethnic background is helping him relate to Latinos.
We are going to have a president that truly understands the struggles that both of our communities face. The struggles that we face and the obstacles that we face are often the same.
But the Latino influence could be diminished by all the time each candidate is spending with these voters. That's according to Raul Contreras, a professor of Latino studies at Indiana University's campus in Gary.
The Latino votes will be split, but it isn't going to come out 80% for one or 20% the others.
Traveling the state touting Clinton is Dolores Huerta. She founded the United Farm Workers of America with Cesar Chavez back in the 1960s in California. Huerta says the overall population may be just 5%, but in smaller towns, the ratio is growing.
It's a huge population.
Huerta says an advantage in getting the Clinton message out is that Latinos in the northwest part of Indiana aren't generally newcomers.
You have families that have been here for generations. They're stable, thanks to unions, because people had really good union jobs, like steelworker jobs. And I think that is going to be really, really great plus for the center. And also, the families have been politically active. So they're people that are knowledgeable, and they can really examine the issues, examine the candidates.
Huerta says Clinton's voter registration efforts in South Texas in her younger years is resonating with Latinos here who too have roots in Texas, or as they like to say, Tejas. For NPR News, I'm Michael Puente in Chesterton, Indiana.